Blog Talk Radio.
What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me because I love her.
Everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 221 and counting. And we're going to have another great show this evening. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host and producer of Voices Care for Animals every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And the same number, I'm going to be taking calls here closer to the end of the show. And it's the same number every week if you'd like to call in, listen to the show by phone or the internet. The phone number is area code 310-982-4270. And press 1 to speak. Try to refrain from any noises in the background and like TVs, conversations, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Because when you're speaking on air, we want to hear you loud and clear, and make sure everybody can hear what's being going. You know, it's what's being said. I just want to go over a couple of things before we do get the show started. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online, Marty Oakley. I'm hoping she calls in this evening because I wanted to give her a big shout out on some things. She's on TS Radio Network, and she's also has the PPJ Gazette Online, which helps promote this show every Thursday. Thank you, Marty Oakley, for everything that you're doing. She has some great shows going on, hot topics. So if you go to Blog Talk Radio and just search Marty Oakley or TS Radio Network, they'll be hooked up to the shows. And they're all archived, just like these. You can listen in worldwide with unlimited listeners. So whenever you feel like, you know, listen to a show, you can share 24/7 on the left side of the screen, the radio program. You can share to all the social media sites and listen to them, because what we're saying on this radio platform, we need all of your help to help these animals out in need from different angles, because these animals, they can't speak out for themselves. They can't defend themselves, and they do have rights. They want their rights, just like humans do. But please, everyone, do that. take action is the key. And when we can band all together and positive changes get made, we are doing great. I wanted to make one announcement here on Marty Irby. We had something great come in today on news. We like those victories, everyone, which we're working for. You know, on this, I mean, there's so many volunteers, and a big, huge thank you for all you do, the staff of all these organizations for the animals, the web radio hosts that, you know, that help out the animals, because they're also not, you know, they're volunteers and helping them out too. But I wanted to read this. Marty Irby, he is the executive director at Animal Wellness Action. And he's been a guest on the show. He's coming back. He's an awesome man out there fighting. But the U.S. Senator Joseph T. Tidings Memorial Prevent All Soaring Tactics, the PAST Act, just reached its 290th co-sponsor just moments ago, which was earlier. The co-sponsors are rolling in now at 296 after six long years of waiting. the Tennessee Walking Horse, and the American Family will finally get the vote that's going to change things forever. His personal heartfelt, thanks to each and every one who has worked relentlessly and tirelessly for decades waiting for this day. Pass the PAST Act. This is awesome news. I've had introduced it several times on this show and, you know, trying to get people to take action because that's the key, everyone. You know, pick up that phone, dial 202-224-3121. Get connected with your state rep or senator. Give your zip code, and this is during business hours, and connect with them. If you can't get a hold of them, leave a message or connect with them on the internet. Find your state representative. Put your zip code in, and they will lead you right to them. You know, don't be shy. Be professional and polite, and you'll get your word across. Request a constituent bill proposal form. You know, have all your evidence, proof ready. Fill out the paperwork and return it as soon as possible. Make copies for yourself. You know, whatever changes you think need to be made or any new laws you want to get involved with, and submit. And it'll go to draft, come back, get approved, and then it'll go be filed. And then it goes through the proper process of getting voted on. But I just wanted to bring up a couple more things before we get the guests coming on anti-dog fighting campaign. We want to welcome them back. But I want to go over a couple things. There's my furry loved one, son. He passed away Sunday evening, or I'm sorry, it was Monday morning, May 20th. He was, you know, we're not exact on his age. His name was Buddy Dahmer. I want to, hope he rests in peace. And your mommy and his, you know, all the friends, family, everybody loved him. He sadly missed. He was half Akita, half Chow. He was a lovable dog. He was abandoned almost 6 years ago. And he walked into a TLC home. He was spoiled. He loved, you know, his home. He was happy. He was a big happy boy. I had a post on the Facebook, my Facebook, Voices Care for Animals, and my timeline, a tribute to him. And he was so awesome. I mean, he was just like the former furry son Bear. And I know they're dancing together in heaven, and they're happy, and there's no other place. But, buddy, rest in peace. Mommy loves you forever until we meet again in eternity. It was so sad and heartbreaking because they're just like children with fur, and they enjoy, you know, they deserve the proper care and the handling and everything. So we had a couple things this week. I wanted to give a tribute out to my awesome father. His 11th day or 11th anniversary date is today. 11 years ago, 5/23 of 08, he was severely neglected in a nursing home that led his death. A bed sore stage 4. I mean, this list is so horrific, and what this family went through and what he went through was totally unacceptable, and blaming it on short staffing. And there's a lot of it going out there. My father, chief of a former professional wrestler, Chief White Owl, a.k.a. George Dahmer, he was an awesome father. He was with WWE, which before that was WWF in the late 50s to the early 80s he wrestled for. He was a loving, caring father. I miss him so much, and he's in my thoughts and my hearts every day, and I know he's walking with me every day, every step of the way. But how what this family went through, what he went through, is totally unacceptable. My wonderful mother, she's listening this evening. Hello, Mom. I love you very much, and I'm always by your side. I'll be fighting for you until the day I die. And what this family went through, I'll never forget. It's in my memory. It's coming to me at 100 miles an hour, you know, with lost weight of 32 pounds in 8 weeks. And he was supposed to come home after 120 days. He had dementia. But we demanded him out of this nursing home. And he had, I mean, bed sores, stage 4 down to the bone. The second nursing home found him. Both shoulders and his were churned, the rotary caps. This list, what the second nursing home found, they said, you know, he walked, talked, fed himself, and all of a sudden when he got to the second nursing home, he couldn't walk, talk, or feed himself. So, Dad, I love you. I miss you. And I'm thinking about you today. It's heavy, and I'm not going to stop this fight. My mother did win the compensatory damages back in November of 2012, and was still fighting for this punitive damages where they mandated her to pay $350,000 to help improve the quality of nursing homes when they were found guilty of wrongful death and falsifying records. So we have felt like we got a slap in the face where, you know, when they got charged guilty, and then all of a sudden, you know, they mandated my mother. This is entirely pathetic. And, you know, so we have to keep fighting for these two Florida statutes, which failed again this year, to remove any kind of punitive damage awards and go back to the trust fund. So, everyone, I'm going to be fighting again in 2020. All the ones you helped me out and with the support, I appreciate it. But, I mean, with his list, where they wanted at the hospital, wanted to amputate both feet, where they put the wrong size shoes on him, size 8, and he wears a 10. I seen the bed sores. They were terrible. The decubitus ulcers on the bottom of his feet. I mean, he lost all this weight. He was losing clothes. I can't describe the way I'm feeling today because it feels like I am 11 years ago when this stuff is hitting me and where I'm trying to. He didn't die natural causes. He didn't die in the ring. He died of neglect and abuse. So just think of this, ladies and gentlemen, all the animals out there, you know, they're suffering too of some kind of, not all of them, but some kind of cruelty, suffering, pain, you know, so we have to keep up. And I like with this family, we wasn't expecting my father, Dad, George Dahmer, Chief White Owl, professional wrestler. I love you to death and I'll fight for you till the end. Because I know I'm fighting against abuse and neglect, against the elderly and the animals. I'm in the ring, and I'm going to help take it down. I can't do it by myself, but with all of you coming towards me, with me, and standing with me, we can do this, make this a better world to live in. So I want to go ahead and bring on my guest. I hope everybody sits back and thanks for listening, give you the tribute, you know, to Buddy, my furry loved one's son. Rest in peace, buddy. I love you. And my father, George Dahmer, a.k.a. Professional Wrestler Chief Whiteout. Thank you for listening, everybody. And I love my family and what we went through. Let's all keep sticking together because time is too short. We're all going to die one day. And, you know, you never know when. So make life the best of it. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on Patricia Miles. She is the founder and CEO at Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign Worldwide. Patricia, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, thank you. And how are you?
Hey, so far, you know, I'm having, you know, like a hard day today because my father passed away 11 years ago. And then Buddy, the furry son, passed away the other day. So it's been a tough week, you know, but I'll make it through it. So...
our condolences to you and your family.
Yes, and my mother's listening in. Thank you, Mom. Her name's Patricia, too, or a.k.a. Moose. I love her dearly. That's her nickname, Moose. She don't look like a moose, Patricia, but she is. So, anyway, Patricia, I'm going to put you, stay on the air, but I'm going to bring Marty Oakley on, okay, and talk to her for a few minutes. Because she has been a tremendous impact in my life. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to bring you on, Marty Oakley.
Yes.
How are you, Marty?
Yes. I'm just fine. You're like heartburn. You just keep burning and burning and never go away.
I'm not going to leave your side. You know that, right? I mean, we are stuck together like glue.
I don't know how that happened. I just woke up one morning, and there it was. There it was.
And there you was.
You're
my evil twin. You're the one that got me started with this stuff.
Don't leave that on me. No, don't leave that evil twin on me. I am not the evil one, and you know it. You know it. You are rotten to the bone, and you know you are.
But you know what? I want to thank you on air worldwide for all that you do and all your hot topic shows. And audience, we have a lot of issues here. And Marty, when we first started up, I was her guest back in 2014 in February for a show for my father, George Dahmer, Chief White Owl, ex-professional wrestler, and how he got neglected to death. And after that, Marty and it was a two-hour show, so if anybody wants to hear it, it's archived. It's on the Blog Talk Radio, and if you search George Dahmer or Chief White Owl, you will pop up. It's a two-hour show. So, Marty, I want to give you a huge thank you for everything you've done. We've done several World Elder Abuse Awareness shows for June 15th, Elder Abuse. I was honored to be her co-host on a lot of shows. I think it was over 75 shows helping elders out with elder abuse and, you know, guardianship abuse, nursing home abuse, you know, abuse and neglect. So I want to really thank you, Marty. And 163 shows of Voices Carry for Animals on TS Radio Network. And please check them out. You know, in the PPJ Gazette. Marty, you're awesome. You're awesome. Thank
well,
you.
I might not be for very much longer. I got some big shots trying to take over my shows. Now, you know I'm not going to let that happen without a fight.
No,
and,
that's not you.
You know, so, but we'll stay on air as long as we can, as we are. And if they do accomplish that, I'll just open up somewhere else.
That's right.
We've got an audience that has become global. We are forming coalitions with people in six other countries to fight this guardianship thing. And I want to warn people about this. We are seeing a global effort to cull the elderly from the population and the sick. Anybody who's chronically ill, we have states like Oregon that just passed a law that says that they can starve the mentally ill and those with dementia to death. And Maryland, I believe, also has the same bill. I want to warn people about hospice. Hospice is not the Good Samaritan used to be. This is a killing machine. We have a bi-monthly show on that will blow your socks off. We have rescued six people so far from hospice that were said to have a terminal illness that never had one, and they were in the process of murdering them. And
this is terrible. What kind of world do we live in?
I don't know anymore, Deb. It's absolutely frightening. But if you're over 60, you got a big target on your back. But we're fighting all of that. One of the things that keeps me going is this person that I'm talking to who can always make me laugh no matter how bad things get. And and just knowing that she's out there, I want to thank you too, Deb, for your friendship over these years. It's meant a lot.
Hey, Marty, you're so welcome. True friends are true friends, you know, and we've been through thick and thin together, and we're still great friends. Miss you on the radio. And we're never going to lose contact. And I thank you for everything you've done for me, too. You know.
Well, same here. So, same here. It goes both ways, girl.
That's right.
But I'll let you get on with the show.
Okay.
Just wanted to say hello and tell people
thank
be
you.
Careful because she's crazy. She's crazy.
I know.
I'm telling you.
They already know that. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, everybody. All right.
Big
bye-bye.
Hugs. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, Patricia?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I wanted to bring her on and say hi and thank her for getting me started on the radio. She did. She got me started.
Absolutely.
In that great 221 shows tonight. Well, I added TS Radio Network in this one, you know, so everything. But we'll get started here. You're awesome. You're out there working some inspiring work and everything you're doing for the dog, you know, anti-dog fighting. But tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started. Go right ahead. And then I'll bring Danielle on. Go ahead.
Okay. I started several years ago. I mean, I brought ADSD onto online, but I was always into animal advocacy since I was young. I was brought in from my own family and just moved forward. A few inspirational instances actually pushed me towards the dog fighting issue that we started out with. But in late, we've had a lot of people come to us for many reasons, from BSL, puppy mills, blood sports, cruelty, and you name it. So we've actually expanded our mission into all these other directions and have teams set up for each and every one of them who are passionately working away at chiseling away from all the cruelty and the horrors that these dogs are having to face every day.
Because, you know, they don't have a voice. I mean, they can't defend themselves, and, you know, they need us. And without us, they don't have no hope to carry on. You know, like with this dog fighting, Patricia, you know, like my father, he wrestled for 32 years. You know, it wasn't as big as it was today, WWE, and he went into that. But, you know, these people, and he knew what he was getting into. You know, he knew that he was getting in the ring. He wasn't going to get killed or anything. You know, he made that choice. These dogs don't have a choice. They're forced.
He also had the vocals to say, hey, stop, it hurts, or I can't do this anymore, whereas the dog can't.
Right. And it's like, hey, when does it stop? I wish these, well, the audience would turn over a new leaf and, you know, stand up for the animals, help the animals, not see them endure pain and possible death. You know, I mean, that's so cruel and heartless what a lot of these animals go through, you know, and I mean, I've seen horrific videos and pictures, and you could tell that they're in discomfort and, you know, they didn't have a choice in the matter, and it still happened today. Michael Vick, I mean, that was worldwide coverage, but it didn't end there. He's not the only one. They're still happening out there, all over the place. So, I mean, where does it stop? I mean, it's kind of hard to bust all of them, but, you know.
Well, it stops once everybody steps up. Everybody takes a hold of this and reports it. I mean, if you know about it, if you see it, if you turn around and you just ignore it and say it's going to go away, it's not going to go away. But if you don't step up, you're just as much of the problem as the person who's doing the crime itself.
Agreed. You know, because if you look at all the, you know, action takers out there, you got the people that take action, okay? Then you got the ones that just view or, you know, watch the news and or newspapers, listen to the radio, and don't do nothing. That's like, you know, why, you know, they're not getting involved. And then you got the ones that completely don't do nothing. They don't watch videos or pictures, or I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't like watching the news or bad news. But this world is not all positive news. We're trying to bring the negative into the positive, you know, so I don't, you know, then what you said.
The biggest thing I have is when they turn around and say, I can't stand to see the pictures and the videos are too graphic. Well, you know what? If you don't want to see these types of things, step up and do something. Be
That's
a voice
right.
for them.
That's right.
You don't have to look at them, but know that it's there. Don't ignore it and cross it over to the side, just like puppy mills. Just like, you know, all of these issues with the anti-chaining. Jennifer Kennedy, Amy Lynn, all of my team have passionately put themselves in the middle of all of this, pushing so hard to make a difference. But, you know, we can voice and we can step up and we can do all these things. We can go out and we can investigate and we can pull these cases in and we can send them into the police. But we need the public's help. It's not just us. We want to, you know, broaden ourselves. We want to partner with police departments, all police departments, animal welfare agencies. It's not about egos. It's not about, hey, I did this and I want recognized. It's about getting these animals into safety and getting them spayed and neutered so they're not overbreeding them to the worst conditions that they could ever be in. It takes the public to step up.
That's right, and use your voices. Have you ever said, it doesn't matter if I don't vote or use my voice or write that letter or email. Yes, it does. Our vote is our voice. And, the more voices out there, the better. You know, the faster changes will be made. So everyone out there, please use your voice. You know, with these children growing up, get a lot of more of them involved with treating animals with dignity and respect and, education in the schools. You know, because I'm seeing a lot of victories coming in. You know, they don't happen overnight, Patricia, but they do happen. And that takes teamwork.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that takes total teamwork. And when you get with your representatives or any of these organizations, you could go ahead and give me your Facebook page, because I got it here, and how these, the audience can help out with anything, because now they're expanding on everything, Patricia. That's great. You know, the chaining, the lost dogs, everything. Dog fighting.
Yes.
So, and it's worldwide, everyone. Worldwide. Yep.
We Go have ahead. Dipped into about everything from anti-blood sport, anti-cruelty, the BSL division. We have a puppy mill division. We have anti-vivisection work that is talking about the research, unnecessary research on animals. We have the Lost Cause division. One of our biggest ones is Project Hope and Disaster Relief. We, if there's a disaster in effect, a tornado, just like we had today in Missouri, our team steps up and they try to get supplies out to the public and to the animals and the rescues. We try to step up and helping homeless and people who have low income. We have an ambassador program. We have a legislative team that works on laws and fighting for stronger laws. I mean, we're into everything. But we need the support of our supporters, back us up. If we put out something that says we need you to send out emails, or if you hear this, please, get a hold of us. We're trying our best to set a partnership with all of our police departments, all of our officials. We have listings like crazy that, my teams are pulling together. We are into so many social media sites that we're, trying to build our partnerships up. It's very vital. We are located in Kosovo and Germany and Belgium, UK.
Wow.
My managers over there are, they're the lifesavers. They're amazing. But it's the public that has to step up.
That's right, because, together we can make a difference. We got to at least try. We can't give up. If we give up, we automatically lose. We don't want that. That's why I keep going. I don't just do this radio platform. I, multitask. I get on, wherever I can help out. And Patricia, a lot of these guests, these former guests, have gotten connected, and was working together. I think that's awesome. And, just teaming up. And so, audience out there, please keep spreading the word, because, it's 2019. We're almost halfway in coming to 2020 already. And so
Exactly. Whatever
you can do. I mean, time is flying, isn't it? It's unbelievable. So whatever,
we work on a confidential basis too. So, we don't sit and, exploit somebody's name and say they did this or they're the ones that's doing that. We do 100% confidentiality. We, if they don't want to be known, that's fine. We understand, because a lot of people don't. We don't look for any monetary rewards or anything, because if anybody offered us a reward,
we automatically direct it to the first rescues and shelters that they can find locally. We don't take any money, no donation of that kind, you know. It mm-hmm. Everything we do is out of our own pocket. So, I mean, it's all about the animals. And if the animals can't come first in everybody's eyes and hearts, then there's a problem. Then they're not advocates for animals.
Right. Because you want to, when you're an advocate, you want your voice to be heard, you know. Speak out. You know, you can be professional and polite. And or these, you know, rallies, I've seen them happening. You get your signs. Get your signs at the dollar store, but be peaceful. It doesn't have to be a, you know, start into a riot or violence. You know, so, yeah. And get your word across. Because the faster we do this and the more get involved, hey, the faster the changes get made. You know, so,
exactly.
You know, and that's what it takes. It takes teamwork. We cannot give up, everyone. We have to be there for them. Be their voices.
Well,
you know,
the saddest part are those who want to have their egos running. You know, they want to say, well, I did this, and this is all because of me. And or they want to think about how they can get themselves up in light. It's nothing about
right.
that. Who cares about that?
I know.
That? You know,
that's right.
I see dogs every day coming in, and we see the worst of the worst at times. But we don't sit there and say, oh, well, I need my name plastered to this or else I won't do it. That's not how we run.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's not for, you know, all this drama that's going on I see out there. Or, hey, who's the queen? Who's the king? You know, it's, hey, let's all pitch in together. It's just like on a football team. They get out there to win the game. They don't say who likes who and who can't be beside who, or, you know, get in there and
absolutely.
Do what you can. You know, do your best. If there's someone you can't, you know, work beside or work, just do it on a business level. You know, on
exactly.
the social media sites that I'm on, there's so many of them that I don't get involved with, you know, because hey, we're on a business level, you know, taking care of business and everything, you know, just like help promote these shows or whatever it is. And I try to stay away from the drama, Patricia, because it's not worth it. You know, I don't want to sit there and fight with somebody that's behind a computer, you know.
Oh, I'm seriously so over all the drama queens. They can just all
yep.
go on, be on their own.
That's right.
Leave us alone because we got other things to do.
That's right. And with the groups and everything, you know, some of them, they get these big, you know, go on these power trips and they don't want to combine with other groups or pages, you know, hey, come together. Cause that's, you know, doubling over in, you know, members and stuff. Cause mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed,
exactly.
but like social media, it's went down with action takers on Twitter, on Pinterest, LinkedIn. So the more we
mm-hmm.
come together and combine on these pages and groups, the better. You know, press that
Absolutely.
Share button. Because that like button
I mean,
doesn't do no justice, you know.
Honestly, you know, it's hard to get that kind of effect because so many of them, they're just so focused in themselves. And they want to do it on their own. And, you know, more power to them. As long as they're fighting for the animals and not causing drama for the people out there that are trying so hard. I've got some of the most amazing people on my team. I mean, worldwide, we all communicate, we all work together, and we are strong. And I can't imagine not having all of these people right by my side. And I may own this thing, I may be the founder and all of that, but you know what? They're the ones that make it. And they are the ones that are making everything with ADSB as strong as possible and working hard to save every animal possible out there and working with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Working together. Meaningful changes get made. You know, they say they blame it on society, but guess what? We are a society. You know, we can't just
exactly.
ignore these problems or look the other way or sweep it under the carpet. Because the animals do matter. We all share this earth together temporarily. You know, we got to make the best
mm-hmm.
of it. And they deserve their rights.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve to live in comfort and peace. And Patricia, I'm going to go ahead and bring Danielle on, okay? You stay on air, please.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
This is great. because I was looking, anti-dog fighting has been on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times that I caught. And this is great, you know. 1-8-1-7 voices care for animals. 175, number 187, 191, number 201, 203. This is great, you know. And I could find, I'll probably find some more and have you guys back more, you know. And area code 219, you're live and on air. Is this Danielle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome back.
Well, hello.
She's been on the
hello.
Show. Yes, welcome back. Right. This is awesome. Thank you for coming back on. And Patricia's new on here, and we're going to have her back too. But you want to go ahead and refresh the audience memory on, you know, just tell a little bit about yourself. And you guys are doing a super job out there. I mean, getting involved with all these issues and expanding, and it's worldwide. But go right ahead.
Well, I have been actually with this campaign for 3 years, approximately, and I am one of Patricia's little, one of her little side wings over here, trying to help her get our team, you know, under control and busting their butts off. So that's all I have to say. Oh, and actually now I actually moved from Indiana, so now I'm down in Kentucky. I am need to start learning all the laws, or what so-called laws they have down here in Kentucky regarding the animals. So that's my next project.
I see you're a busy woman, you know, and thank you both for so much inspiring work you're doing to help them. Because, you know, all lives matter, including the animals, and making the best for them, you know, to live comfortably, not in torture and neglect and abuse. And there's a lot going on out there. It's nothing minor. You know, there's a lot of massive issues that need to be focused on. And the more that we all come together as a team, the team effort is what counts, you know, not turning the other way. So you're speaking out for all the animals. I like this is we are the anti-dog fighting campaign, and we will never give up. Join us and be their voice. Awesome. And that's great. That's the attitude to take, you know. So to the animals, hey, we need to stand up for them, because what we allow out there is what will continue. All these bad stories and horrific, and they we can bring in the negative into the positive, and it just takes all of us to do it. And contact your legislators too, because they're the big dogs. Get the laws, you know, going. Better laws, stricter laws, harsher laws. There's that PACT Act that's going on. You know, and I hope that passes, making it a felony for animal cruelty war, nationwide. So last time I seen that, it was like over 500,000 signatures. So, and I said, that's a plus, you know, because that's a lot of signatures. And I'll keep passing it. So that's what we got to do. And with this, you know, especially dog fighting, it needs to stop. It's so cruel and heartless for these dogs. And then they get the bad rap, you know, for the pit bulls. They got BSL, they got, you know, dog fighting, and it gives the pit bulls a bad rap when they don't even have a choice. And they should, you know, it's discrimination against them, stereotyping. So one dog bites and they all get, you know, held accountable for it. So we are the pit bull's voices, everyone. All the animals. And Danielle, what you know, you ladies keep up what you're doing. And not stop. Because we need you, okay? We need you. Just like food and water, okay? We need you guys. Like there's no tomorrow. because there's a lot of organizations.
I don't think we're going anywhere too soon.
Good. Because what you're doing out there and keep recruiting them in and everybody out there, you know, it's not only just to bring the awareness out there, but to take that action, the prevention and the safety of these animals. The awareness is so much. Education. There's a lot of people out there, they get too busy working or whatever the cause may be, and they're not up to what's really happening, the truth and reality of what's happening out here. So you can read your newspapers or, you know, listen to the radio, the TV, what's going on. But unless we take action, it's just going to be like a revolving door if we don't. It keeps happening. It gets worse. And all of our patients, you know, animals, they feel pain just like we do. They have feelings. They have families. You know, so think about that. You know, with the children, the animals, elderly, they are helpless, voiceless, innocent, and defenseless. And we do. And when you have a voice, use it. Danielle and Patricia, I say, hey, I got a deep voice, so I'm going to make sure I'm heard for a woman, you know?
Right.
So,
well, trust me, I make sure I'm heard. And you mentioned about children, you know. Children are often subjected to these issues as well. They're forced to become spectators. They end up getting involved because, you know, the adult thinks it's cool to teach their child to do this. And these children often lose the ability to empathize, or and they become so desensitized to violence that, you know, whether it's for animals or towards humans. But, you know, a lot of the issues with domestic violence and all of this from animals lead to domestic violence. They lead to child abuse. And I'm sorry, but I don't care how anybody would think that subjecting your child to a dog fight and becoming a spectator to such issues is not child abuse. They're crazy, because it is first and foremost. So, I mean, you've got a lot of crimes that get involved when you're talking dog fighting.
Oh, yeah. It's been going on for so long that it's unbelievable, you know. And so if anybody see animal abuse out there, child abuse, elder abuse, you know, dog fighting, please call and report it. And step on their feet or their paws or whatever you need to do, because you can help save a life or lives. You know, don't ignore it, because if you ignore it, you're a part of the problem. You know, it could happen again and again and again. And you don't want to see that. And if we don't do that, you know, these problems is going to just spread out like bad weeds, okay? It goes out of control. So just put a little love in your heart and do your part. And it's not that difficult, is it, Patricia or Danielle? It's not that time consuming.
No,
make
it's
that
not.
Call. I mean, I do it. It doesn't that much time. No.
You know, dog fighting affects not only the dogs, it affects everyone. I mean, humans in the society are put at risk every time there's any kind of blood sport going on. So, I mean, cruelty easily transfers from animals to humans. And if these activities are going on, you're talking affiliations with gangs, drug distribution, prostitution, racketeering, organized crime, illegal weapons, possession of weapons, and it even can honestly lead down to homicide. So, I mean, this is not just a one-issue thing. Dog fighting is very, very bad out there, and a lot of people think, oh, well, it's just two dogs fighting. No, there's a lot more to it, and my team actually has found a lot of links and a lot of connections, and we send it into the police, and we work with the police. And we send them everything we've got, entire case reports. That's what we're here for. And we don't have to bring anybody's name into it or anything. It'll be under the ADFC. So, I mean, you're safe. Just please step up, be a voice. Don't sit there and let it keep going, because those animals are going to continue to suffer whether you, you know, want to ease your mind and not get your name involved, or you just want to close your eyes. That animal, it's counting on somebody to come and save them. Step up, be their voice.
Be their hero or heroes, you know, because kindness
Absolutely.
Out there, it doesn't cost anything to be kind to an animal or to a human. And that's what we need more of in this world, compassion and kindness and generosity. And, you know, you hear about these good stories that, you know, people do for the children or, you know, the animals or the elderly. And it's great. It's heartfelt. It's heartwarming. Because there's still a lot of good people out there that's helping out. Look, when there's a national disaster, what happens? It brings, you know, people helping, you know, people, and friends helping friends, family helping family, strangers helping strangers. You know, whether it's a hurricane or fire, or, you know, a fire or anything, tornadoes. So you see the true.
We've made very good friends.
That's it, and you know, so, and it doesn't take that much to be kind. Put your heart into it. Step up to the plate. May help make a positive impact on this world, not a negative one. So, you know, because every effort counts out there. Team effort. I was just thinking. I said, you know, was last year when the hurricanes. When you hear there were hurricanes, it's like, you know, bad as tornadoes, fires, floods.
Yep.
Terrible.
Our team was actually right in the midst of it. You know, I've got two amazing ladies I love to death, and they were right in the midst. They actually transported. They took things out to, you know, families and pulled dogs, and they did the whole thing right in the middle of it. I mean, driving through this mess. And I've got my two, you know, upper management, Amy Lynn and Rachel, who just like, okay, I'm going out here, I'm going to save these animals, I'm going to step up, I'm going to help guide them in the right direction. And they didn't care. They just, you know, and we made some amazing friends, you know, links with everybody. So I can't say anything, you know, negative towards my team. They step up in any kind of occasion, whatever's going on, they're willing to, you know, help.
I think they should be on the radio next, Amy Lynn and Rachel. So I think they should be on.
Hook me up, you know, give me the contact. I'll put them on.
We could always bring my assistant director, Colleen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she's a tough cookie. She
yeah.
is one that doesn't take anything, and she is one that will fight to the tooth and nail for these animals. So,
good.
Yeah.
That is a huge plus. Yeah, if you connect me, just give me her, you know, like her email address or something, or connect on Facebook, and I'll do the rest. You know, send the information.
Absolutely.
And go from there. I just don't have one, you know, guests on one time. I keep bringing them back, you know, and you see how the progress is going. You know, I don't stop there, because the more exposure,
I have such a large team, it'd be hard.
The better. the more we work together, you know, whatever we can do. Make them phone calls, everybody. Press, you know, on them social media sites, you know, press that share button. The like button doesn't give no justice. You know, you can push that love heart, but that's not going to bring no justice. Or
exactly.
Mad. Or, you know, wow. Help out. You know, or the crying, that's not even going to do no justice. It cracks me up on Facebook, you know, sometimes. It's like, whoa. Some of the stuff is mind-blown, too. You know, what's really happening out there. Be on the alert and get the safety for these animals. they deserve to be, you know, treated with dignity and respect. We all share this earth together temporarily, so make them feel comfortable. You know, we shouldn't have to hide them or, you know, sweep them under the carpet. Not right. It's a changing world out there.
Absolutely.
You know, I see a lot of vegan stuff coming through. You know, more of these restaurants bringing in vegan food and stuff. That's a big plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and know what's going on, how these animals are getting treated before they hit the store shelves. It's not a pretty picture, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen some horrific videos where I can't finish watching, you know, or photos.
No, it's disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's so sad. So should these animals be treated like this before they hit the store shelves? I hope everyone's answer is no. So we got to do
something.
Well,
what about all those little puppies you go buy in the stores? And why don't you think about the mother of the puppy that you're buying that looks so cute in the store window, you know? Its mommy doesn't look so cute.
Right. I know. There's a lot of issues I've had. Whoa.
We've gotten to the point, we've got the keywords, and our team is like, oh, my God, we hate stupid people.
Yep.
Anybody
a lot
that thinks that these kind of things are good is mental. I mean,
I know.
Even fathom the looking at a dog that is so torn up or overbred or beaten from dog fighting or chained to the chain is wrapped around their throat and it's all good, you know. I don't think so.
Mm. No. It's front lines animal cruelty is what it is. Just like bullfighting. There's another issue. Them bulls don't stand a chance. That's animal bullying too. You know, animal cruelty. And then you have the audience that's watching them. What do they see in that? I mean, watching these animals endure pain. That is animal cruelty if I ever, I mean, right there. In pictures, these people enjoying it, clapping.
I actually had something come across my news feed the other day of a horse getting gored by a bull. You know, it doesn't affect just that bull, but it also affects the other animals that can be involved in these things as well, because, you know, this fighting, this bull fighting and stuff, they get do it in so many different ways that it's just gross. And they're going to throw this out here and say, oh, well, this is, this is the winning bull and this is the winner. There's nothing to win. That's all loss.
Right. Who pays for it? It's the bull or horses or whatever. They're the ones that are getting, you know, forced, and they're forced into something they don't have no choice in the matter. You know, it's like, leave them alone. Let them live in peace and comfort. Put yourself in their paws or shoes or feet and say, hey, what is, you know, I don't like this. And I should be go and run free. You know, I mean, and it comes from all angles. Every, you know, Patricia and Danielle, I do shows, you know, for all the animals, okay, in need. And some of the stuff I'm hearing, I knew a lot of it, but some of the stuff I didn't know. And it just, like, I get shocked at what's going on. It's one that's accepted and allowed, you know, and it keeps going. So what is wrong with this picture? Abuse is abuse. And neglect is neglect. And they're crimes. So why is this allowed out there? That's what
gets
me.
Because so many are afraid to step up.
I agree. Totally. And, you know, to fight up against it. Yeah.
It takes a lot of strength to step up. And we completely understand that. I mean, we have gotten to the point that we'll disclose every angle. I mean, if it comes down to it, we won't even talk on social media to a person who's going to you know, give us information. We'll go to the phone and we'll lock down everything just so there's no way that that person will ever be found out, because they are so scared that, hey, if this person finds out I've reported them, then there's going to be, you know, altercations. There's going to be ramifications to this, and I could be put at risk. We don't do that. We don't ever put anybody at risk. That's the worst thing I can even think of. I'll put myself at risk before I will put one of my informants at risk, and I have done it before.
Yeah. Because, you know, you have to watch yourself too, you know, because it's not a easy world out there. And, you know, people like to retaliate and vindictive and, you know, with making money, you know, that profit before animals and profit before people. We see that going on all the time. You know, greed.
Absolutely.
Greed, I call them greed bullies, you know. All about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't take it with them when they're dying, but it's all about their pockets. It's nothing about them. You know, it's all about them, I mean. And it's sad. Think about those animals in pain and stuff. They, you know, they deserve to be treated right. And everybody out there, please, report. Whatever, go anonymous. You know, help save lives. Help make a positive impact in this world, because we need it. There's so many issues out there. I'm like, we're short action takers. We need you action takers, animal advocates, you know, more of you, elder advocates. There's another issue that needs help. Elder advocates, we need more.
I agree 100% on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. I said in the show earlier, I was a co-host on Marty Oakley's show with Elder, you know, abuse and all that. Oh, Patrice and Danielle, it's like pulling teeth, okay? Pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be the way, because we're all going to become the Elder, if God's willing. So we need to look towards our futures and the animals' futures, because that's what's needed,
yep.
You know? If, you know, take care of all the generations coming up. You know, animals is not even born yet. Make it a better world for them, so they don't have to go through all this nonsense. Because I'll tell you,
one thing we're trying to do is do an educational program with kids. I'm trying to get each of my state management teams to set up their own team and actually go into schools and work with the kids, because the kids are the ones that are
awesome.
The most influential. And hopefully,
yes.
If we can teach them to love, have compassion, respect for animals, then maybe we can push forward for a future for these animals. But, you know, that's something we're hoping and praying that we can get done very soon.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's some positive news coming, you know. Efforts, and that's what counts. And ladies, I go down to less than 2 minutes here. Danielle, I want to thank you for coming back on air, and looking forward to you coming back again, okay? And Patricia,
well, that's not a problem.
Yeah, you come back too. I'll be in contact with you. You know, great interview.
No,
you
definitely.
Too. Thank you for all your inspiring work that you're doing. You know. And everybody out there, you know, this show is, they're all archived. You can find them on www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimal. Listen and share 24/7, 365 days a year. You can share from the left side of the screen to other social media sites. Probably like a half hour later off the show, you can listen to this show, what was going on tonight. And check out the anti-dog fighting campaign worldwide on Facebook and also Twitter. You know, press like, you know, see, get involved and do something, you know, to help out these animals in need. Because they need all of us. You know, the more of us, the better. So if we have a handful, we're just spinning our wheels. But if we have thousands coming in, watch how fast changes can be made. I've seen that happen very many times, right, ladies? I mean, it's like, wow, you know.
I agree.
So we hope you enjoy next week. We'll have Chris Wilkinson back. Hey, children and hot cars and dogs. So summer's coming up. It's getting going to be real hot out. So, everyone, I want to thank you for listening in. A big shout out to everybody who's supporting the show. We're running out of time here. Everybody have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. Remember all of our soldiers who have fallen for our freedom. And give them a salute because, you know, fighting for us and they're dead now. And we got to remember them. We can't forget what they've done. Okay, so good night, everybody. And may God bless you all. Good night, Patricia and Danielle. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. And have a peaceful evening, okay? Thanks for all you're doing. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, you're so welcome.